You could make something for Priya. A little short animated thing. Showing with simple drawings how words and images contain messages. Messages that may be good for us. Or otherwise, words are made of characters, and characters are symbols. Symbols carrying meaning. And in this way, humans invented books. The wise, being wise, discovered books because they were already using words to convey wisdom. So did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and their followers back in West Bengal 500 years ago. Because there, in the secret chambers of wisdom of India, the door suddenly opened and a voice, a beautiful voice, declared, spread these fruits of bhakti far and wide all over the world. And yes, books, writings, knowledge, beautiful stories about reality, bringing us back to reality. Glokadham, Vaikuntha. And then we'll see here, this will see illustrated going through time there, first leaves, palm blades or whatever, and then got Gutenberg books, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, BBT books being printed. And now, times are as wonderful as ever. With these same words, made of these same symbols, and these pictures, carrying the most beautiful wisdom there in its characters. And then we see characters, Devanagari characters, and then Roman characters. And then, well, if we could just zoom out from those characters. Someone there holding a fresh printed sheet from a printing press. And we can use that picture when Prabhupada stands there with the printer painting, isn't it? That one, right? Then we see, and we make this visual, how these books, and these messages there, these things, they're books, they're like flowing out, we see them, but then, it's as if we would see, not like the forks there was so blooming, but they're coming directly from behind and just, books. And from that bright source in the back there, where we see Gonitai, for those who have eyes to see, but they come closer and closer and closer, and the books become finer and finer. And then you see these, rather you can say, oh, you see Sankirtan vans on roads, these good old vans. But then these roads, they transform into the information superhighway. And and then we say, instead of these vans and cars, because the van is there with other cars, and then we see packages on the internet, lights made of light. We just see inside these these fiber optics. This could be fun. Where these packages come, because actually, that's really how it looks like, I think. Yeah, little blips of light coming, each one containing a package, probably. I mean, for real, the technology behind the internet, that's what it's called. So, yeah. So, just for fun, we make it like that, technically correct. And then we see this and zoom kind of out, just all this going very quickly. And then we see these, when you kind of lift off from that network of, because now we see it's huge, we can put this whole map of the internet there. Then we just make a, what do you call it, a transition to people with screens. Reading, communicating, laughing, crying, angry, all kinds of different typical how people today are when they are in front of different forms of screens. And then we zoom in on those screens, one of them. Or another real cool thing would be like this, that, or whatever. One way could be just zoom in right into the face of someone and who's glasses, you see characters, the same characters. You see Sanskrit, you see, I mean, you see Devanagari, you see Roman, and then you, camera turns and goes into that screen where you see that text, and it is the Srimad Bhagavatam. You will see quickly. And then you fly right into that screen and into that text, just the same as it was before. We see the characters symbolizing things. And it could be that the characters or some or other, either emanating little images of nice things like that, but we used that also in the previous first location of this, in the beginning of this recording. Just something extra artistic there, or, you know, rather than having black characters on white background, they could be a little, as if they were transparent into another bright world out there or something like that, because that's then what would happen. As we just established it, that these characters, as we said before, they are symbols carrying meaning. So then we could show that meaning artistically, either by some or other allowing it to come through in those characters, or that you just make a transition into what those characters are talking about in beautiful world, so something like that. And then it just says, comes in a text there, big one, saying, the Sankirtan movement join us now. And then sankirtan.se.